Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, I'm Jamie Winstone, and this is my greatest night ever.
We've had some goodies.
And I got into the pool first, because it was a mega party.
We've got my beautiful Princess Julia here.
This is the corner of our little mind, isn't it, Julia?
We have bougie bitches out here.
That's so inspiring.
It's a miracle.
It's so amazing.
Might have been raving to that garage tune in the kitchen.
Yeah, definitely.
Greatest night ever, delivered by Zap.
Da, 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 da. Hello, it's me, Jamie, on Greatest Night Ever. Hello, beautiful Princess Julie. I've missed you.
Hi, beautiful Jamie Winstone. I've missed you.
I've really missed you this week. I've just been like, we've been working, haven't we? We've been busy. You've been really busy.
I think everything's really hotting up.
Yeah, it's really
I mean,
got a bit punchy out there.
Yeah,
I mean, the scene is back with a vengeance.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of parties
you
to go to.
You just don't stop getting photographed. Just seen you slapped and dashed everywhere. She's the face of the moment.
But you've been really busy, haven't you?
I have been very busy. I've been a, daytime mummy and then nighttime dominatrix vampire for a show I've been doing called Count Abdullah, which has been... Yeah, amazing testing, but it's done, and I've got a huge sense of relief because I really can't wait for everybody to meet this character called Kathy. She's great. she's fun.
I can't wait to see that.
But we're in here today for a very, very, very special guest. Mm. Oh, I'm really excited. I know how excited you are.
Oh, well, I'm really excited.
I feel like we're meeting our third part of a coven. Right now.
Definitely.
We have the most amazing, the talented, the beautiful, the shamanic, some might say, Charlotte Church in today.
The wonderful Charlotte Church.
We love her. I'm so excited. Have you met Charlotte before?
Well, that's the thing. I've never met her, but weirdly, I feel she's been a presence in my life for quite a while.
Yes, yeah, same.
Her childhood. Beginnings.
From the voice of the angel. She was just such an amazing, perfect star.
Mm. And a sort of reinvention. And
she does what she wants to do,
doesn't she?
I'm
really curious to sort of engage and find out more about Charlotte's current projects, which include this retreat in Wales that. I don't know if you've been watching
that show. Can you get us a room?
Show.
Make sure you blag us a room today.
Yeah, I'm going to
get in with her.
I'm going to get us a room.
I've met Charlotte a few times, but I'm sure we'll talk about that. But I've always found her such a really strong, amazing, inspirational presence in my life too. Mm. And I literally can't wait to get her in the boudoir.
I wonder what her night's going to be. Oh, greatest night ever.
I feel like whatever it's going to be, it's going to be super special. Should we get her on? I think she's here. I think she's entered the room. Oh, Charlotte Church. Welcome to the boudoir. Let me talk to you about our wonderful sponsor, Zap, the convenience delivery app which delivers drinks, snacks, essential groceries, over-the-counter medicines, and much, much more. In minutes, 24/7. It is my absolute go-to whenever I'm in London. Mid-party, when you've run out of chilled champagne or tequila, or just simply want snacks and ice cream for your spontaneous movie night with the kids, Zap has you covered. So whether you're having the greatest night ever or a quiet night in, download Zap today to try for yourself. Hello!
Oh my God, so yeah, we have Charlotte fucking Church! I'm so excited.
Hello, sweetie.
Hi, babes. How are you doing?
I am marvellous. Really, really, I mean, like, you know, shitloads on.
You look fabulous and you've got some sequins on and I'm so glad you've joined us in our...
I've chucked on.
Oh, let's have a look at that.
Oh, shouldery. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's Mage.
The beadwork.
Oh, the beadwork and the peacocking.
The beadwork, darling.
We love. She's giving. Charlotte.
I actually bought it for my husband, but it's a bit too small for him.
Oh, isn't it funny when we do that? We buy magical things for our partners and it just doesn't fit. Or when you accidentally shrink something.
Yeah.
Always
absolutely
doing
so
it.
So sorry.
Oh, Charlotte, you're a legend. You're an icon. You're a babe. I have been such a huge fan of yours since you burst into all of our lives when you were a child. I remember watching you and going, oh my God, look at that little girl who can sing like that, who's my age, who can do it her own way. And you really did do it your own way from the start, which I just honoured you for that. And then you went on to break all our hearts with your magical voice. And you're still today, to this day, this predominant icon in our lives where you're an activist, you're a fashion icon. You pretty much live the way you want to live. And you're very rock and roll, Charlotte Church, the voice of an angel. You are, and I absolutely love you. we've met on a few occasions. I'll tell you one of the first times that I met you when I was working in Cardiff, and we was in that crazy street.
St. Mary's Street.
Oh, God, the things you see on that street, Julia. Down, I got invited to a lovely party, and all of a sudden there was this kind of like commotion going on. And I thought, oh, what's going on? And it was like royalty was turning up because let's face it, you're a Welsh princess, darling. I mean, everybody loves you. and Charlotte Church was in the building and it was like music stopped. People were like, and I was like, oh my God, I'm Charlotte Church. I love her. And I remember seeing you from afar and you were just lovely, having a lovely drink at the bar. Very approachable. And I just thought, what a cool woman. Mm. Cut to, we also have a mutual... We...
and I was like, and then what are you going to say?
No, and then we share a very beautiful mutual friend, Miss Alison Saunders, Ali Saunders, a.k.a. Tink, who's an amazing costume designer. And we got to share her beautiful magic day together, her wedding day. And I remember... You blew my mind for all the right reasons. We ended up at the back of the bus, drinking, singing, really getting outrageous. And that's all I'm going to say on that. No.
Good. Thank you.
That's it. And that's where I'll stop right there. But you're incredible, Charlotte. Mm. You really do it all. You're a really inspirational woman. I know Princess Julia here is a big fan of you.
I am, actually. I've been following your career from the beginning. And I'd like to add to that list of your talents, which I'm feeling that you are a witch. Oh. So welcome to our coven.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Hubble, bubble, stir, no trouble, just love and light here. Yeah, she is. I mean, you do. You give off serious, serious spiritual vibes. And you're just such a magic presence in all of our lives, really. We all feel like we've kind of known you, which is from a young age, which is kind of obviously a misfortune for you because you're just kind of like, you're very down to earth. You live your life how you want to live. And I've got ultimate respect
for
that.
Thank you.
Because you really inspired me in so many ways. You weren't this conformed pop artist.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I also, to be honest, I don't see it like it's a bad thing at all. Like, clearly, like to be a child star and stuff and having to go through the psychological grinder that is, you know, the modern day press and such. I think it's left me with a slightly warped view of humanity, because actually everybody's really lovely to me all the time, apart from, you know, the press. But in terms of like going and being out and about with normal people are absolutely lush. And so I go around the place like, what are you on about? Everybody's lush. And I think that's in a way why I fight so hard for humanity, because I'm like, You're wrong. They're all lush.
Everybody's amazing.
We're just a bit traumatised.
Miss Charlotte Church, what is your greatest night ever?
Oh, well, this has been so difficult. Like, I have gone around the houses, you know. And first of all, I was picking like amazing festival nights that I've had of like just debauchery and adventure and. And then I was picking like birthing times when I've given birth to my babies. The last one was in a, or I tried to make in a forest setting, but ended up screaming on the bathroom floor.
Oh, tell me about it. I did the same.
I was like, oh, set it all out. It was so beautiful. Had the birth pool outside amongst the trees. Had like bunting that my friends had made for me. Like everything was imbued with such intention. Yeah, and then cut to 12, yeah, in a cold bath. Well, no, I wasn't even in the bath by that point. Yeah, I was on the floor, on all fours, screaming my tits off. So, yeah, not quite the super-duper holistic, organic Zen master birth I was hoping for. So I really, you know, sort of went all the way around the houses and have decided on a night which it sort of set the course of the rest of my life, really, which is less party.
Oh, wow.
And just more something just really deep and meaningful. And, you know, it was sort of accidental. Like, you know, I was just, basically love putting on stuff for my friends. Like whenever, if I do a Halloween party, I do it to the nth degree, totally. The kids' parties, you know, everything would be themed, and I just love, you know, creating and making space. And so even if it's stuff like, you know, Christmas craft club and that sort of stuff, I just love hosting things. And for a very long time, hosting things had meant like amazing parties, like really wicked house parties, brilliant Halloween parties, great Easter parties, you know, all themed, and that we'd have a ball. And then, but I just got to a stage where I was just like, I'm getting bored, and I just want to be able to remember the deep and meaningfuls that I've had with my friends. And do you know what I mean? Rather than it just be all this like hedonism and stuff, which is fun, like it's great. I love it. And I still do it occasionally. I just decided I am going to put together a weekend, like a retreat weekend, in my garden. For at least the last decade, I've been like really getting more and more into nature, much more connected with nature. And so I was, and I love my garden, and we're bordered by a big forest, and it's just, it's lush. So I was like, I'm going to get a group of all of my favourite girls together. And rather than just go out on the piss, whether it's having a meal, whether it's a club night, whether it's going down the pub, which, you know, the common denominator is booze and getting pissed and sure having a lovely time. But, you know, actually any of that deepness and the connection, that's what I was wanting. I was just really, really wanting that properly deep connection with my girlfriends and feeling that grow and develop. So I organised this retreat in the garden.
Oh, wow.
It was, so there was about 15 of us. I had a communal, a big, massive tent. And so we all stayed in there overnight. So it was like a big girl sleepover. So 15 full-grown women, all have brought like their little, you know, sleeping bunks and sleeping bags and stuff. And we're all staying communally in this big, beautiful Moroccan tent. And then we did, you know, wonderful things throughout the day. We did this practice called Biodanza, which is a South American practice, which is all about, you know, connecting your emotions with dancing. It's called the Dance of Life, which is just very intentional. Like you're really staring into each other's eyes. Anyway, after all of that sort of stuff, I mean, we were just fucking bawling, like just crying loads.
It's an emotional outlet, isn't it? Wow, what an amazing thing to do for you and your girls, and take the holistic healing to a next level of importance.
Totally. And we did sound baths and yoga and foraging. And then in the night, I'd hired some hot tubs. So we had two hot tubs. And then we built a big fire in the night and just sat round the fire together, singing and sharing stories. I think in that moment, something changed in me And I really realized part of what my not my mission, but like what am I here for? You know, what is my purpose here on this earth? And I think that there was just something, a little something just dropped into my being. And it was like, okay, I sort of understand that it's part of something to do with this.
Wow, that's, you know what? That's so magical. You're so funny talking at the beginning of our chat about, because you do give off very strong, powerful, witchy vibes. Mm. And I feel like you are quite a shamanic person. I think your spirit like is so huge.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Describe to me, like, first, like, was there an attire? Was there a shamanic attire? Was there, what sort of music was played? Did you make your own food? Did you share food? What stories were shared?
So there was no attire, really. We didn't have any sort of, nothing too ceremonial, because at that time, again, it was just like, I'd not done anything like that before. So I was just going, you know, just putting people together, and it was just like my first sort of go at it. Like, now I know so much more about how to create space and how to build ceremony into stuff, and just to like, oh, really get to the juice. So,
wow.
And I mean, the music, like the playlist that I put together for it, a lot of it was things like really gorgeous ambient stuff that I've been listening to for a long time. Obviously things like Brian Eno, who is, you know, an ambient king. And also, but then some beautiful classical pieces, which I really love as well, which are more modern classical pieces. Things like The Protecting Veil by John Taverner.
Oh, wow.
And another piece by John Fold, which is, so, I mean, there's so much. Music is a huge part of healing. It is ancient, you know, really, really ancient. So I think that sound is a massive part, can play a massive part in everything to do with societal, like literally it's broadened, be completely transformative on a societal level, but most people don't use it in that way. We did some singing together. We did some real witchy shamanic singing around the fire.
That's what I'm really interested in, because I'm like, okay, so Charlotte singing in a ceremony, basically, like, because for one, when I've been at singing circles, and all of a sudden, like, it's such a hugely personal thing to sing, especially when you're in kind of groundbreaking scenarios where you're with your bunch of friends and you should feel more relaxed than ever. But actually, I always found it quite like, oh, someone was holding my throat. And because it was me, I wasn't acting, or I wasn't performing or playing someone singing. So that having you there must have been such, you know, because it's a role to not only host something like that and actually trigger a way of living within your friend groups. You know, did you start the singing circle? How did you implement
So
that?
Again, because this was like my 101 go, it wasn't me. It was a wonderful witch called Carolyn, who is a crone. She's an older witch. And she was, and she, you know, she was just improvising. So she was just sort of, you know, just pulling from the ether some words and some melody. And, you know, it was, we had movements. We only like just sort of moving around the fire. But even that just gave a little bit of rhythm. And so at least then everybody was like, just stood up and walking a little bit. So it wasn't like everybody was like quiet there with your own voice, like super almost painfully aware of the sound that you're making, or if you're in tune, or, you know, all of those insecurities that we have about singing. It was just straight away up and active and like rough. And I think that made, and it was really fun.
Oh my God, I love
it. It was fun and it was silly, but also where I live, I live by a golf course, and the golf course could see us. You had golfers there. Just like, you know, they're doing like a sundown sort of golfing session.
And then Nicole Kidman walks in.
Totally. And we're there just singing around the fire. And so that made it all a bit, that made it all just a bit like, just fun and a bit wild. And but you know, Carolyn, like, she was really bringing it. Like, she was really getting into it. And, you know, a lot of what she was singing about was based on the elements, and it was based on the compass points, and it was, you know, it was based on, you know, bringing the fire from the south. And so it was really easy, simple mantras to be, to be sort of singing and repeating. But, you know, she'd be changing the melody, and she'd be getting more sort of active and bigger in her own voice. So of course you naturally sort of follow then. And because it was all just so silly, people just started to actually lose themselves quite a bit. And that felt that felt really really special. But now again, you know, from that experience, I've been starting to study how to be a practitioner myself, how to start to teach well, not to teach people, but how to help people start to feel like they are wild, you know, that they themselves are a part of nature, not separate from it. Through singing to nature, but also just a myriad of ways of how to connect with nature, how to slow down. And for me, one of the most important things that I'm going to start with in my own practice is a meditation about how singing came before language, you know, so really taking ourselves back into this, this very, you know, the mind of our ancestors, our really, 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 really ancient ancestors who would communicate through singing. It's only in the last 800 to 1,000 years where singing and music became performative. The thing that I really want to give people at the start of my sessions is that this is innate. This is innate within you. This is essential for healthy human expression. And actually, you know, this is supposed to be communal. This is not supposed to be performative.
I love that, and
I've learned something new.
Just honestly, you're so inspirational, because recently I took part in a ceremony, and I kept getting really in my own head about my voice, and can I sing, and can I do this, and you know, it's really personal. And the moment I sort of, you know, accepted the medicine and got that aside, you know, within sort of a couple of hours of warming up and understanding, because you go on these journeys and we all ask for self-help sometimes and wonder why and try and take these sort of therapy routes. But sometimes you've just got to really know where we're grounded and where we come from, not necessarily race or where we were born or what area. I really shocked myself. I ended up singing the language of my ancestors.
Mm.
And it was once, as soon as I sort of let go and realised that I'm here to understand why I'm here, who I am. And, you know, I ended up singing with my ancestors for a good couple of hours.
Yeah.
But it was so monumental to me, because it wasn't like I'm on this personal journey to self-help and fix myself. It was kind of like, no, this is who you are, this is why, and this is what you've been given. Mm. And the voice and sound and the power of noise in itself and what we can do with that energy is such a sense that we don't, in our society, get to explore enough, unless you're a pop star, unless you've got a job as a singer. But there is, it's so important for us to be able to make noise and sing from our hearts and not just, you know, do it for a certain reason or for a game. So, like, hearing you say that is just monumental to me, actually.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's an important thing, I think, to understand that I've read a lot of science now about the senses and how we've got far more senses than just the five, and also how important the hearing is, and actually that we hear things before we see things. You wouldn't think it. You'd think that this, you know, the speed of light is the fastest thing, but actually the way that your ears are set up as compared to your eyes, you hear before you see. And so arguably, hearing is the primary sense. I see all of the well-being stuff as, I just find it really delicious. And I think what this night that we are talking about here with my friends taught me was that it didn't have to be like something that was really like hard or psychological or a deep dive, you know, something where you really had to like dig through all of your trauma. Like sometimes it can just be so gentle and so soft and so just that act of being together doing a simple thing, whether that be drawing or whether it be den building or whether it be building a fire, that in itself can just unlock all sorts of emotions and feelings and therefore, you know, help us all be better human beings. And really, I just think that that is the work that we all have to do now. Like, you look around and it's a scary time with the climate catastrophe, with the cost of living crisis, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, everything is changing. The old systems are collapsing. The way that we use and spend money and resources, everything's changing, and it's scary. And I think that what I'm really drawn to do and what I understood that night was that my part in this is about doing what I did for my friends that night. And showing people that there is a feminine way. And part of it is about bringing the feminine forward, which is about, as I say, slowness, softness, gentleness, opening. That it doesn't always have to be, come on this boot camp where you will get fit and strong and healthy and diddle. Or, you know, you have to do this really hardcore breathing. Or, you know, you have to really go and, like, face your inner child. All of that stuff is absolutely valid, and that work is incredible, absolutely incredible, the people that do that, and I take my hat off to them. But for me, actually, there's so much there, I can't do it like that. Like, I need to do it super, in my own healing journey, I need to do it really gently, and that's sort of the space that I want to create for other people. And it was my girls that taught me that, my girls and having this beautiful experience with them that really opened the rest of my life.
So magic to hear that. But the magic of what you can get from going back to basics as well, and, you know, getting in a room and sharing. And I love that lesson, actually, that you've just said about not going too hard and the drastic sort of changes that we normally need. To make, you know, there's so many things rammed down our throats to self-help and do this and read this and do that. And it's actually like, let's strip this back to basics. Let's get to who we are as people and what makes us breathe and tick. And it's those simple magical things that we've so been long denied, you know, like the breathing, the good knowledge about what is good for our bodies. And, you know, things don't need to be so toxic to be fun, and those sort of connections we've had, like... I am just blown away by you. I knew I was going to be anyway because you're fucking epic and you're Charlotte fucking Church. I love you and I just rate everything you do and I just think what you're doing is so important and powerful and I just love the way you pave your own way and you don't conform to the norm and you know, there is a lane called Charlotte Church and you very much own it. I just think you're made. Okay, so after our beautiful, lovely chat, we ask our guests and our lovely Princess Julia. So, Charlotte Church, what are you manifesting right now?
I am manifesting my own 3-day retreat. So I'm really sort of just spending time out in nature, and with myself and with some like really wonderful learned elders and mentors are trying to figure out what I want. So I know what I want to call it. It's going to be called Song of the Soul. And it's those things that you mentioned, Jamie. It's like, how do I help people release their voice and not just singing like their voice in all forms of how we use voice, which is huge. Like, it's all of our communications, it's our thoughts, it's our internal monologue, it's how we speak to ourselves, how we present ourselves to everybody else, who we are in our relationships. It's massive. And so yeah, that's what I'm manifesting. I'm manifesting Song of the Soul and what that's going to be.
Oh, I'm manifesting that with you.
I want to manifest that too.
It's the Princess Julia.
Gagging.
What are you manifesting? Do I have to ask?
I'm gagging for manifestations from you, Charlotte Church. And I already feel like I'm on that journey. I'm dipping my toes in.
Well, this is what we're doing here. That. We're planting big seed here in Greatest Night Ever. Is that what you're manifesting to get to
the
retreat?
Well, you know what?
What's it called, the retreat, Charlotte? Just so we know.
It's called The Dreaming. So we haven't opened quite yet. We're going to open in January.
Amazing. Well, literally,
right,
we can't.
Okay.
So we can't wait. Yeah. We're coming, whether you want us or not.
I'm looking at it. I'm obsessed. Listen, do you know what I'm manifesting?
What are you manifesting, Princess Julia?
It's really your obsession, but the mushroom. And I'm booking into the mushroom room. Oh. There's a mushroom room. And
there is.
The power of the mushroom. Because a few of my friends, they're into mushrooms and the magic of mushrooms. And so I'm going to manifest the mushroom and go on a forage.
Are you in the room?
Look, we got
of
a mushroom.
There's a lot of mushrooms up here. Yeah, we're in the room of mush right now. So, yes, you're manifesting the mushroom.
I am.
There's so many worlds of mushrooms that we love and enjoy and get so many medicines from it. So we love it. I am manifesting. I'm planning my wedding. I'm planning my wedding. Okay. So I'm manifesting super magic love, bringing magic love and magic energies into creating magic moments for me and my fiance James. But I'm also manifesting that everybody gets there safe and sound, and that no one is arrested. Charlotte Church, Charlotte Shamanic Church, I'm going to call you, because you're amazing. Thank you so much for breaking. I know how busy you are, so I appreciate it. Sending massive blessings and love to you, you amazing,
you.
Amazing woman. So
same to
love.
You, Jamie, and you, Princess Julia, and to your fabulous accoutrements of fabulousness all around.
Oh, we
so
love
brought,
you, Charlotte.
I brought something of my own just to give a bit of shush to the room.
You're shushy enough, babe.
Is that a dream catcher?
Jamie Winstone's Greatest Night Ever has been delivered to you by Zap, the on-demand convenience delivery app. My co-host and iconic sister-in-arms is Princess Julia. The series was created and produced by my partner in crime, Mr. Rupert Fowler. Our original artwork is by cartoon extraordinaire Jamie Hewlett. And our theme music is by the cosmically major Remy Mazzette. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network. I'm Jamie Winstone, and this has been my greatest night ever.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.